It's a little past 6 in the evening, immediately after the close of our last episode. And in a small town a few miles south of Baltimore, the car belonging to salesman Norris is pulled off the side of the road. And Norris himself stands in front of his car, arguing heatedly with another man over the wreckage of a child's wagon. While inside Norris's car, we hear...
Well, I've got to straighten this out, though.
Oh, Perry, I wish you didn't have to get mixed up in it.
Well, the way Norris is handling it, he'll get us mixed up with the police.
You just try it, mister. Just try it. I'm going to call the law, and you just keep talking. I'm taking your license number.
What's the matter, Norris?
Oh, this guy's acting tough, Mr. Smith.
I'm insisting on my just right.
But I couldn't help hitting your kid's wagon.
We'll let the law say about
this. Won't listen to reason. Now, come on, let's go. This fella's crazy.
You just try to drive off. You won't get out of the county. I've got your license number.
What?
Well, wait a minute, Norris. Now, you let me talk to him,
we'll
huh?
We'll let the law decide. I'm standing up for my rights. I'll call my brother.
Well, what's your brother got to do with it?
He's a constable.
Your brother's the... Oh, no.
Just a minute, mister.
Huh?
You better call a lawyer before you call anybody.
I don't need no lawyer.
Oh, yes, you do. You're in trouble.
I'm in trouble? When you ran over my kid's wagon?
You don't know much about legal liability.
Well, maybe I don't know big words, but now my brother...
Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah, you go on and tell him, Mr. Smith.
See, it's your responsibility to keep your child's toys off public streets. Now, this is a public street. And that wagon rolled right in front of this car.
You trying to say I'm responsible?
The law says you are.
Well, my brother's the law in this here town.
Mister, the laws of public liability pertain in any man's town.
Well, go on, Mr. Smith. You tell him. You go right ahead and tell him.
Now, this wagon here created a public hazard. Yeah, you can be held liable for damages to this man's car.
What?
He can't?
So, you try to cause trouble for us.
I can make him pay for my car?
Yeah, you could.
Now, you just look here, mister. Look how the paint's all scratched up and the radiator grill's all bent.
Now, you two fellas are trying to fast talk me.
Oh, now, wait.
There must be $15 or $20 damage to my car.
Be quiet, man.
Say, what are you, mister? A lawyer?
I'm a guy who likes to avoid trouble.
You talk like a lawyer.
Never mind that. Now, let's get down to Casey.
Well, I ain't paying you no money. I'm going to call my brother.
Let me finish. Now, we don't want no trouble. And neither do you. So I'm willing to be fair.
Fair? How do you mean?
Hey, do you think this will cover the cost of a new wagon?
Hey, $10. And look at the wad of money in that wallet.
You're giving me $10?
Sure, to get your child a new wagon. Is that satisfactory?
Yeah, sure.
Well, then it's all settled. Now, you better go tell him.
Yeah. You're a square shooter, mister.
Hey, what about all this junk here?
You keep it. You pay for it.
All right, Norris, let's get rolling, huh?
Oh, now, wait a second, Mr. Smith.
Huh?
You got us out of that jam awful slick.
So?
Awful slick. Now, if you hadn't have stepped in, well, we'd have got all tangled up with the police.
Well, we're all cleared now,
well,
so...
Well, now, wait.
What's on your mind?
Is what you said true about that guy's responsibility?
Maybe I was bluffing.
Oh, no. You knew what you were talking about. You know the law, just like a lawyer.
Norris.
What about damages to my car? Maybe I should stay and make him pay. Or maybe you don't want to talk to the cops, Mr. Smith.
So that's it?
Well, I'm just a poor man, Mr. Smith, and I'm saving you a lot of money. Carrying you with me all the way to land.
Yeah, but we're not there.
Yeah. And you got a lot of money in that wallet of yours, Mr. Smith.
Meaning you want me to pay for the damages to your car? Is that it?
Well.
Here.
Well, thank you, Mr. Smith. Hey, that's only a dollar bill.
Yeah, to cover the damage to your car. Those other dents are old ones.
Oh, smart guy, huh?
I'll get along.
You're not the only smart guy, Mr. Smith.
Look, North, let's get going, huh?
Okay. But let's stop and eat. There's a good place just down the road. Robbie Lee's roadside restaurant.
Just down the road?
Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute. I'll drag this junk out of the way and put it beside the road.
But I'll see you in the car.
Thank heaven you got it.
Norris is pretty sure.
Perry.
And with $1,000 reward riding on my neck.
Norris is money hungry. Perry, what are we going to do?
I think I know what he's up to.
Well, I don't.
Well, I can't explain to you now, but whatever you do, follow my lead. And follow my lead exactly, Della.
This is Robbie Lee's restaurant.
Well, if the food tastes just half as good as it smells.
Oh, it's just as good. A little expensive, maybe, but Mr. Smith don't care about that.
Oh, there's a table over there.
We'll have to wait to get served, but that'll give us a chance to talk.
That's good, because we want to talk to you, too.
Yeah. Well, after I've had my seat.
Well, you better hear me out first. We've reached the end of the line, Lois.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, we decided this is as far as we go. Sally and I have made up our minds to strike out in a different direction. Ain't we, Sally Lou?
Huh? Oh, yes, sir, we sure have.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Going to Denver after all, huh?
Denver?
Well, that's where they thought you wanted to go.
Who's that?
Why, the police. Mystery.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad you see I'm too smart to be fooled anymore.
You know, evidently you got us mixed up with some other people.
Oh, now don't start that, Mr. Mason. I should have known when I first saw you.
Norris.
And when I heard you laying down the law to that fella back there, all of a sudden
Norris,
I said...
your thoughts are your own concern. As far as we're concerned, this is the end of the road.
Uh-uh. Now, you know better than that. There's a little something to settle first. Okay, I'll say it. What about that reward?
What about it?
Well, when a public-spirited citizen puts up $1,000 to know where you are...
If I'm...
I figure it's my duty to let her know.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm a public-spirited citizen, too. Besides, I'm just a poor guy trying to get along, and... Well, I've been thinking...
Go on.
I'm a reasonable guy.
I'm waiting.
But if I keep my mouth shut, that $1,000 just flies out the window. Unless
I come up with the money, in which case you would keep your mouth shut?
That about covers it. And now, don't think of getting tough. All I had to do
was... I wasn't thinking of getting tough. I think maybe you have a reasonable proposition.
Oh, Perry.
We have to deal with him, Bella.
Now, that's being smart.
Only, Mr. Norris, if I give you the money, how will I know that you keep your mouth shut?
Oh, you can trust me. Now, you just hand over that...
Wait. There's a little string attached.
Yeah?
We want you to take us back to Baltimore.
Well, what kind of a chump do you take me for? You think I'd go anywhere with you after holding you up for $1,000?
Now, look here, Norris.
Now, you look. You just peel me off $1,000, and you go your way, and I'll go mine.
And how do I know that you'll keep your end of the bargain?
Why, I'm giving you my word.
Ha!
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to you. Now, I can tip off the police right now and make $1,000, or you can give it to me. I don't care. You just make up your mind.
Doesn't seem there's much choice.
Now, you're being smart.
Just the same.
Why?
You start passing around that kind of money in here, somebody is sure to notice it, so let's step outside.
Yeah?
Just out in front. Nothing can happen to you.
Is this a stall?
What, are you too lazy to step out in front for $1,000?
You try something and I'll yell.
Now you're stalling.
Oh, we can wait a minute.
Where are you going?
I want to use that phone a minute to call my wife. I just happened to think I promised to call her right at this time. Now, don't look at me like that, mister. You can watch me. I'll be calling long distance.
I'll do better than that. I'll go with you.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. A man likes to speak to his wife personal.
Well, then wait until after...
Mr. Mason. Now, you get this straight, son. You're in a lock. You gotta trust me.
I do?
Yeah, or I'll turn you in. Now, you just stop worrying. I'll be right back.
Harry, he's going to call the police. I just know he is.
Watch him.
Why, he is dialing long distance.
Yes, which means he's too smart to call the local police.
What?
We're only 10 miles from Baltimore, but he'd have to call long distance to call the Baltimore police.
Oh.
And if that's what he's doing, we're in a spot.
Isn't there any way?
I'm sure I'm not going to hold still for Norris's trap. Now, look, Della, the next 5 minutes are the payoff. Now, listen, and listen well. This is what we're going to do as soon as Norris steps out of that phone booth.
Well, Mr. Norris considers his position most fortunate. He stands to make $1,000, maybe $2,000, if Mason pays off and Della's suspicions are correct. But you've just heard Perry Mason say he doesn't intend to hold still for Norris's trap. And yet, what can Perry Mason do? Well, we'll learn tomorrow, so won't you join us?